Welcome to UBP podcast. My name is Ariane Kisriwani. I'm the investment specialist at UBP, and today we're discussing UBP's global equities, performance, and outlook. The key takeaways are UBP's global equity strategies are delivering strong performances year to date, notably over the month of April, and portfolios are well positioned to navigate the rest of the year. Despite short-term volatility, underlying themes, as well as tech and fintech thematics, are expected to continue benefiting from strong structural trends as well as the global growth recovery projected post-pandemic. As the cyclical sector rotation eased with the end of the first quarter of the year, UBP's global equity portfolios have seen a pickup in performance, notably over the month of April. Despite the volatile start of the year, UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity has seen a strong absolute and relative performance over the months of March and April, and is ahead of the benchmark on a net year-to-date basis. Names like ASML, Google, Partners Group, and LVMH are top performers since the start of the year, notably over the month of April. The fund also ranks in top quartiles versus its peers over various time periods, and has crossed the $1.1 billion mark in AUM as of mid-April. UBAM 30 Global Leaders equity portfolio is well positioned to continue participating in growth recovery rallies over the rest of the year, while also withstanding any return in volatility linked to potential market disruptions, such as additional hurdles for the vaccine's rollout or efficacy. After an outstanding performance in 2020, UBAM Global Equity has seen mixed performances from some of its underlying investment themes. The fund lagged year-to-date as new energy names like Sunrun and SolarEdge came under pressure after strong prior year performances on the fear of rising interest rates' impact on projects' borrowing costs. On the other hand, opportunistic value names like Ashtead and United Rentals have been positive contributors to performance over the period. Despite short-term volatility linked to its underlying themes, the global equity strategy should benefit from the expected global economic pickup. Indeed, the OECD has revised its global GDP growth up to 5.6% for 2021 and projects a recovery back to pre-pandemic levels of output for mid-2021, conditional on the vaccine rollout and virus variants. UBAM Tech Global Leaders Equity has benefited from the rally in tech names such as NVIDIA and Microsoft over the first half of April, as bond yields slightly pulled back. Technology companies help businesses from all sectors to create new business opportunities, and consumers to adapt to new realities, such as the worldwide paradigm shift to work from home. This business support leads to a structurally rising allocation of operating expenditures as well as capital expenditures on IT products from a widely diversified client base. Many technology companies benefit from long-term growth rates above global GDP growth, as well as from margin and CFROI levels above the market average. UBAM Global Fintech Equity has also been a top performing strategy in the first half of April, bringing its year-to-date performance back to positive territory. While the structural trends driving the fintech thematic remain firmly in place and have overall probably been accelerated by the pandemic, we continue to expect periods of considerable volatility driven by the thematic's economic sensitivity due to its exposure to high-growth companies, where rising or falling uncertainty with regards to their future cash flow generation potential can lead to large swings in share prices. UBAM Global Fintech Equity continues to deliver diversified exposure to the thematic while also avoiding companies with no cash generation or flawed business models. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.